reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is coming to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, I charge you to preach the word, to stay with this task, whether convenient or inconvenient, correcting, reproving, appealing, constantly teaching, and never losing patience. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but following their own desires will surround themselves with teachers who tickle their ears. They will stop listening to the truth and will wander off to fables. As for you, be steady and self-possessed. Put up with hardship. Perform your work as an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For my part, I am already being poured out like a libation. The time of my dissolution is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, a merited crown awaits me. On that day, the Lord, just judge that he is, will award it to me. And not only to me, but all to all who have looked for his appearing with eager longing. Some doubt that Paul wrote this letter to Timothy. They point out differences between Paul's themes in this letter and in his more important letters to the Galatians and the Ephesians and the Romans. But to me, what is said in this reading that we have just heard sounds very much like Paul, his eagerness for the mission of the word. Preach, whether convenient or inconvenient, stay with the task, never losing patience. And then he recognizes his coming end. I am already being poured out like a libation. The time of my dissolution is near. I can easily see Paul toward the end of his long preaching career facing death, urging his followers, his fellow servants, to preach the word in season and out. Of course, many others in Paul's time and in the succeeding times could easily have said the same words. All the apostles preached throughout the known world to their very depths. Not only the apostles, but those in succeeding generations in the age of what we today call the age of martyrs. Preachers proclaiming the word to the end. And even 600 years later, in the time of St. Boniface, whom we celebrate today, there were still preachers going forth to bring the word of Christ to the pagan tribes. Boniface, after spending 35 or 40 years in the monastery in England, conceived the desire to go and preach the word across the channel to the pagan tribes, especially to the Frisians, who occupied the shores right across the channel and were known for their paganness. And so he set out. At first, his efforts were diverted, mainly by the Pope, to tending to the needs of the Bavarians, who were, at least in part, already Christianized, but who needed reform and who needed reorganization. And Boniface was a supreme organizer, setting up the church on a solid basis, taking advantage of the friendship of the newly established Carolingian Empire, establishing firm ties that would support the church for for centuries. Finally, after evangelizing the Saxons, after 40 years, Boniface found the time to go to his first goal, the Frisians. And so he set off and, in very short time, met their full ferocity as a band, killed him. But the age of the martyrs is not over. We have martyrs in our own day, especially at the present time in the Near East, places like Iraq. But our preaching mission in this day is to a new form of paganism, I believe. And I think that Paul would say to us, as he said to Timothy, preach the word, stay with the task. The new paganism we face can be summed up in a number of terms like individualism, looking out for ourselves, to the neglect of the poor, whether the unborn or those who do not have the food and the clothing and the other basic necessities of life. Short-sightedness, exploiting the environment without thought to what might be the result of our own actions. And surely, at the time of the oil spill in the Gulf, we can see some of the long-term possible effects of our own exploitation of the environment. Piling up huge debts for future generations to pay. All this is a short-sightedness, which is part of what I would call the new paganism. Self-centeredness is another term you might use. Every time you watch or listen to the media, you hear appeals to take care of yourself. You deserve a break. You deserve a vacation. You deserve a new car, a new SUV, in spite of the fact others have so much less. And to achieve our own goals, we must take things for ourselves that could be much better used for the good of all people, the common good. In the long run, this new paganism, I think, is a worship of self, not the pagan gods, which were at least imaginary beings outside of ourselves, but worship of ourselves. That, I think, is the focus of our preaching today. And I think that as we hear St. Paul's words to Timothy, to preach the word, whether convenient or inconvenient, even at the risk of our lives, Paul would urge us today to fight the good faith, fight, finish the race, keep the faith. And we can all pray to St. Paul and St. Boniface and all the long line of Christian preachers who have gone before us to help us in this task so that we might continue to preach the word, never losing patience.